I wanted to tell you a story about something that happened over 100 years ago in a country called New Zealand. Do you know where New Zealand is? You've got an idea. Whereabouts is it? Is it near England? No, it's almost about right around the opposite side, isn't it, from England in the Pacific Ocean. And just off the coast of New Zealand, there's an island called Great Barrier Island. And not many people live on Great Barrier Island, I understand. And the only way to get there used to be by boat. Though nowadays, I expect they go there by helicopter. And one day, there was a terrible storm. Big ship was blown onto the rocks on Great Barrier Island. And unfortunately, many people were drowned. It was impossible for the islanders to send out a message for help because they had no telephones and no wireless. And so the people on the mainland didn't know and didn't send any help for this ship that was wrecked on their coast. But one day, clever idea. He had a hobby, keeping pigeons. Now, pigeons have a wonderful instinct. They always find their way home to roost. And people have competitions. They call their pigeons racing pigeons. And they take them a long way away from their roost and let them go at the first one to get back to wherever it is that they live is the winner. And this man in New Zealand had these racing pigeons said, well, why some of my pigeons to Great Barrier Island? Then the next time help is needed, tie a message onto the leg of the pigeon and let it go, and it will come back to its roost in my garden, and I can pass the message on to the authorities. And the people agreed that it was a good idea. So some of his pigeons were taken to Great Barrier Island. Some months later, there was a serious accident. A man on Great Barrier Island was seriously injured, needed immediate medical help. A note was attached to a pigeon's leg. In fact, the same note was attached to three pigeons' legs in case some of them didn't get through safely. And they were sent off. And the people sat there hoping that the pigeons, at least one of them, would get to the mainland with the message and help would be sent. Well, they had a whole day and a night to wait. But after that night, when they got up and looked down into the harbour, a boat had arrived. And they soon learned that a doctor and a nurse had been on board that boat. And they were able to save the life of the injured man. And then they took him back to mainland to get proper treatment. So his life was saved by the action of a simple pigeon. And the pigeon post became very successful. And in fact, the world's first airmail stamps were ones for the pigeon post, not for aeroplanes. And pigeons were used for long-distance messages until the invention of wireless, of course, of radio, and now you can talk to anybody anywhere over the radio. But these brave little birds were very useful, and they saved people's lives and saved suffering because of their ability to be used in this way to send messages over long distances. So we thank God for the help that we get in so many ways from his animal kingdom and all the ways in which animals have helped us and helped the human race and still do today.